telling you what an excitement time we had this morning in the Lord. Praise God. You know, coming to church, or even getting up during the day, is like going to the gym. You done bought all your nice little workout clothes and your nice little shoes, and you're going in the gym and you're going to work out, and you just walk around and look at everybody else sweating, and you don't do a thing. I used to go to the gym back a few years ago. I used to work out. You can't tell it now. I think my chest traded places with my stomach. But I used to work out religiously. 3 and 4 times a day I'd go to the Y and work out. I can remember seeing a guy come in, and he would come in. Oh, he was so neat, man. He had his stuff on. And all he would do was walk around. He wouldn't touch a weight. He wouldn't touch none of the Nautilus machines, anything. And I thought to myself, what benefit is he getting out of it? You know what? It's just like us coming to church and not praising God. You know, we put on that garment, but we don't praise. And that's not good, is it? And I want to tell you something. By the way, if you didn't know it, if you're a visitor this morning, if you're here, you're in a Pentecostal church. If you didn't know that, you're by now, that's what you're in. And that's what we do. We give honor and praise and glory unto God. Get used to it. Get used to it. I'm telling you. You call yourself a citizen, you're going to be a citizen of heaven, you better get used to it. The Word of God teaches me for the first 30 minutes. You know what that says? For the first 30 minutes, that's going to be praise and worship. He said it was going to be like rushing waters. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what it's going to be like. We're going to give God praise. You quiet people, you're not going to be quiet in heaven. I got news for you. That mouth's going to fly open. And it's going to give glory and praise when we see our Lord and our Savior face to face. Hallelujah. The one that gave his life a ransom for you. The one that bled and died that you may have life and have it to the fullest. You're going to praise him. I'm telling you what. If you don't, something's wrong. Something's wrong with you. We're going to do something a little different this morning. And I feel this is the way the Spirit of God is leading me. You know, we have an old saying in the world. You strike when the iron's hot. But when you feel the Spirit of God moving, you move with it. You don't wait till it subsides and then go to the side. Wait a minute, Lord, I'll do it, God. You do it when you feel the presence of God leading you. If you're here today and you need a touch in your body, if you're here today and you're down and you're depressed, and you say Christians don't get, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. Elijah was depressed. And he ran and asked God to kill him. If you are here today and you need a touch in your body, it's something that's pressing on every side of you, and you need help this morning that can only come from God, I want you to come down to these altars this morning. I want you to walk right down. I want you to get up out of that pew. If you are sick today and you need prayer, we're going to anoint you and pray for you. I know this is a little bit early, though, but don't worry about it. God, he's not nervous one bit. We haven't caught him off God. Let me tell you one thing. Nothing surprises God. He's not afraid. Hallelujah. Because he's God and he's mighty. If you're in need in body today, if your soul is sin sick today and you need salvation for Jesus Christ, I want you to come down to these altars this morning, because the Spirit of God is here and he's in our midst this morning and he's wanting to do something here today. You see, we give God all this praise this morning. Oh, what a time we had. God is not finished. He hasn't finished because we have quit praising him. He's still moving by his Spirit. He's moving through each and every one of you today, and he wants to do something for you today. There are some of you still sitting in your pew this morning, and you know you need to be down here. I'm not going to come back and embarrass you and say, hey, you need to be here. You know who you are. God knows who you are. So let me tell you something. Get up out of that pew. Don't let the enemy of your soul rob you out of a blessing that God has for you today. Come right on down here this morning. Hey, some of you folks, some of you prayer warriors, I want you down here this morning. Any ministers, Brother Curtis, come on, brother. Come on down here, Robbie. Some of you people that know how to pray and touch God, let me tell you something. Get this anointing oil here, and I want you to anoint these people, and I want you to pray over them. I want you to pray fervently over them and watch, see what God does in their hearts and their lives. I know I got my brother here, right here, Joseph Wise. I know he won't mind me saying it. Joe needs a touch in his body this morning. He needs a touch from God that can only come from God. God is still in the miracle working business. I'm telling you, he's still in the healing business. I'm going to tell it. I'm probably going to rob Dreamer of a blessing. I mean, of her testimony, but I want to see Dreamer in the hospital. And I want to tell you something. When I walked into that room, the Spirit of God was on me. We didn't have time for talking, but we had time for praying, and God touched that girl. She was supposed to have a blood transfusion, and when the doctors come in and said, your blood count is up and you don't need no transfusion. She was touched by the Master's hand. She was touched by the one who gave his life a ransom for you. And God wants to touch each and every one of you today. Praise God. I want you to lay hands on this man here. I want you to lay hands on these that have come up here today for prayer. And pray that God will move in their behalf. God is moving by his Spirit. Praise God. Some of you prayer warriors. Tracy, pray for this brother right here. Pray for him, brother. Oh, my, praise God. Hallelujah. It don't always have to be the preacher that's doing the praying. I'm telling you that. God has called you. Hallelujah. He has called you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lamb of God. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory and the praise today. Thank you, Lord. Father, minister to them today, Lord. Father, those that need a prayer, Father. Hallelujah. My Lord and my Savior, my soon coming King. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, thank you today, Lord, for your love and your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and your grace, God. Father, minister to them in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Father. Lord, touch each and every need, Father. Father, whatever the need may be, God, whatever the situation is, God. Father, you know what it is, Lord. Father, we just come to you this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord, and praise upon our lips for you today, God. Father, that your hand would be upon these today, Father. Minister unto them today by the quickening power of the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah, my son, Daya. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lamb of God. Minister, move as only you can do today, God. Touch my sister Kitty today, Father, with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, Father. Lord, Father, I pray today for my sister Frieda, God. Set her at liberty with you this morning, Lord. Set her free, Father, from whatever plagues her mind and her body and soul, God. Father, I pray that you'd make a mighty witness out of her, God. Move in her behalf this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, Father, for your goodness and your mercy, Father. Lord, pour down your Spirit upon her, Lord. Father, restore unto her the joy of her salvation, God. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, Father, let that Spirit well up within her innermost beings, God, to the glory of God, not to the glory of man, but to the glory of God, Lord. We thank you today, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you today for my sister, Lord. I thank you for her labors, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for everything, God. Father, for using her, Father. And Lord, I pray today, whatever the situation is, whatever the need may be, God, whether it be healing, finance, or whatever, Father, I pray today, God, that you would bless her abundantly, Father. I pray that you'd bless her beyond measure today, God. Lift her up and encourage her heart today, Father. Be with her physically and mentally, Lord. Touch her body, soul, mind, and spirit with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, we give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Let your holy presence rest upon us today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for my brother, God. Father, touch his body and make him whole from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Magnify yourself in him today, God. Let that healing virtue flow, God, through that heart, Father, this morning, Father. Lord, give him a new heart, Father. Hallelujah, God, that he may confound the doctors, Lord. Father, that he can go in, Father, and when they say that they can't find anything, that he can give God the glory and the praise today, Father. We thank you today, God. Oh, my God and my Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory and praise, Lord. Precious Lamb of God, we praise that name for my brother today, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing, Lord, and what you're going to do, God. Minister and move in and through his heart and life today. Thank you, Jesus, my Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Yes, indeed. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his wonderful name. Father, we give you the glory and the praise today, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything that you've done for us this morning, Lord. Lead us by your Spirit today, Father. Keep us in the hollow of your hand, Lord. Not my will, but thy will be done in Christ Jesus. To God be the glory. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now claim that healing. Claim whatever it is that God has taken away from you. Hallelujah. The enemy of your soul has come against you and tried to rob you. But God has come that you may have life and have it everlasting. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. God bless you. Yes, indeed. Whew, my Lord and my God. Woo, praise God. Get up on your feet this morning and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Don't sit in that pew. Get up and give God some glory. For the Holy Spirit is in this place this morning. Hallelujah. And he wants to work in a way that you haven't ever seen before. He wants to bless your socks off. I'm telling you, he does. But he desires your praise. He desires you to lift your voices unto him and give him glory and praise. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I'm telling you, he's the one that set you free. It's because of his death on Calvary that you have life today. He rent that veil in two when he hung on Calvary's tree. And we can boldly come into the throne room of God and praise his wonderful name and make our petitions known unto him. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Nissi. He's Jehovah. Hallelujah. He is the one and only God, the true God, who has come to set you free. I'm telling you today, you need to praise him. You need to praise him with every fiber of your beings this morning and lift up his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, my Lord and my God. Woo. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. Hallelujah. I've been blood bought, blood washed. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Some of you visitors may say, man, that man's a nut. I'm screwed on the right bolt, though. Hallelujah. I'm connected. Hallelujah. I'm connected because he's God and he's mighty. His name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Ooh, some of you look like you ain't never seen this before. My goodness. Get used to it. Get used to it if you're going to heaven. Ha. I'm telling you, ain't God good? Mm. I had a sermon. My goodness. But God, I like it when he comes in and when he takes over. You can sit down. If you can, you can sit down. I like it when God comes in and takes over. Hallelujah. That way man is out of it. We get him, we get the old man out of the way, and we allow God to take over. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I've had me a week this week. It's been a good time. Me and Jesus and a little dog. He's been barking at me because I've been praising God. I've been walking through the house lifting up the name of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit has come down in my midst, and I know that little dog is saying, what kind of language is he talking? I'm telling you what, it's that heavenly language. That's the language that the enemy of your soul cannot understand. Because the Word of God teaches me that when I speak in an unknown tongues, I'm speaking directly to God. Hallelujah. My spirit is speaking to Him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I had an uncle died. When he died, his wife woke up the next morning. He was on his knees, still on his knees, and he was dead. What a way to go out of this world, talking to the Master. Hallelujah. What a way to go, talking to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It was like the people of old. He had walked with God so much. He says, the Lord said, ain't no use you going home, son. You come on, you going on home with me. Praise God. We don't have to be afraid of death. We don't have to be afraid of the grave. God has conquered death, hell, and the grave, and He has taken the sting out of it. He's taking the victory out of it. Praise God. Whew. I had a friend of mine call me last week that I've worked with for years. He said, Fred, I want to tell you something. I've got stage 4 brain cancer. I've got liver failure. He said, I've got a spot on my heart. I got spots on my lungs, and I got stomach cancer. You know what? He wasn't a bit discouraged. I want to tell you something. He said, I put it in the hands of God, and He's calling me home. I'm telling you, a lot of us, we would be quaking in our shoes, but this man was not afraid, not one bit, because he had committed it unto God. He had committed it unto Him 3.5 years ago. He said, I ran from church to church. He said, I went this way and that way. He said, and finally I got to church in a church. He said, and the people loved me, and the message got to me. He said, I gave my life to Christ. He said, now it's in His hands, and He's calling me home. Praise God. What a wonderful and loving Savior we have. You know, some people think that God owes them. God doesn't owe us a thing, does He? Oh, the fact that He laid His life down, a ransom for us, that He died on a cruel cross for us, is enough if He never does anything for us. But you know the wonderful thing about God? God is still blessing it. He's still moving by His Spirit. And when we call upon His name, He hears and answers us. Yes, He does. Praise God. Whoo. Everybody okay this morning? Hallelujah. They're going to say, man, they done turned a wild man loose up in here. Praise God. Have you ever seen such a thing? Do you know we baffled the district? Do you know this church is baffling the district? Oh, yes, it is. Oh, you see, the pastor left while the church is supposed to go down. Members are supposed to leave. Whew. We done took in 18. And we still don't have a pastor. Now, does that say we need a pastor. And we're going to get one. But it's going to be who God wants in here. It's going to be the man. Let me tell you something. Oh, excuse me a minute. It's going to be the man that God wants. That's an old song. I thought about that when we were taking new members in. I'll read you some scripture in a minute. When we were taking new members in, there's an old song we used to sing in the church. Curtis, I'm pretty sure you might be familiar with this. And bind us together, Lord. You know that one, brother? Yes, indeed. If any of you didn't know, Brother Curtis and his wife Eileen are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Been missionaries and ministers, church planners, and everything else. Yes, indeed. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Hallelujah. We've been bound together with cords that can't be broken. Let me tell you something. If we bind together as a church, if we keep lifting up the name of Jesus and keep lifting one another up and loving one another, let me tell you something. We've got a bond that can't be broken. I'm telling you, we can't. And keep praying for who God wants, and not our agendas and not who we want, but who God wants. And watch how God works. Watch Him work. He's already working. Praise God. I'm telling you, I've seen the church. Our attendance is up. We've taken in 18 new members. I think our offering's up. That's God. Man can't take a credit for none of that. God moves in. When man says it's impossible, God said, not with me, it's not. It's possible. Praise God. How many of you sitting there today said, man, hurry up, we want to get to the restaurant? I'm telling you, brother, get your mind off the restaurant. Get your mind off clock. Went to a Baptist church one time, and the man stood up to preach. The first thing he done, he grabbed his wristwatch off his arm and threw it behind him. Yes, indeed. He said, we're going to forget about the time. Let me tell you something. Now is the day. Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. God is here. God is moving by His Spirit amongst us. So let's look at Psalm 50 today. Oh, praise God. How many of you know this is a psalm of instructions? Hallelujah. And Asaph, one of David's chief choir directors, penned this psalm. You know, they used to sing these psalms. The Jewish people would sing these songs, these lyrics and songs and everything. God began to show me. I'm telling you, God, I love it. God, you know what I did this week? I told God, how many of you talk to God like this? I said, Lord, you're dealing with a dummy. And I laughed at myself. And I'm pretty sure God laughed too. People say, oh, God don't laugh. Yeah, God's got a sense of humor. You remember what he told one of them to go tell, I believe it was Herod? He said, you go tell that old fox. That's what he said. You go tell that old fox. Yes, indeed. I'm glad I can laugh. I'm glad I can praise God. I'm glad I can be free in the things of God. You know, one thing, God doesn't owe us anything, does he? You know, the children of Israel, they thought because of their much sacrifices and their animal offerings and stuff that God owed them something. And God told them in this 50th chapter here, in the 50th chapter of Psalms here, that he didn't owe them anything. I'll start with the 7th verse here. He says, hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God. Is he your God today? Do you call him God? Or you just call him God on the inside of this building here? Do you call him God on the outside of this building? How's your conduct when you go out this door? Is it righteous before God? Is it the way it is inside this church here, inside this building, in front of your brothers and sisters? That's what the Word of God is speaking to our hearts today. He don't want you to only live for Him inside this building here, but when we go outside of this building, our conduct ought to be the same. It ought to be the same. And God says, I will not rebuke you for your sacrifices, because they were continually before God. They were always there. Or your burnt offerings, which are continually before me. But this is what God says. You see, they're almost saying here that God, you owe us. But listen to what God says. He said, I will not take a bull from your house, nor goats out of your fold. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. Praise God. Our Father is rich. You hear me? Our Father is rich. He's not only rich in the things of this world, but he's rich in mercies and grace. Hallelujah. And all we have to do, a lot of times we suffer needlessly because we don't go to God and we don't ask him. There was a young lady in the church one time, she wanted to be prayed for. The pastor said, I knew God was going to heal her. I knew he was going to heal her. She had braces on. He said all she had to do was acknowledge it, God, and say, yes, I believe. He said, when she come up in front of me, he said, I anointed her and I asked her one question. Do you believe God can heal you? Her reply to him was, I believe that I'm supposed to be content in whatever state I find myself in. She went away unhealed. Let me tell you something. I'm not satisfied with the state that I'm in. I want more. There's more. You say, oh, brother, there's more. Yes, there's more. Oh, praise God. This that we have isn't all of it. It's not all of it. You say, well, how can I get more? Talk to God. Ask him for more. Lord, less of me and more of you, God, in my life, in my heart every day, Lord, that I may glorify you. You see, God deals with people like me. He shows us things. He uses imageries and stuff like that to get a point across to us. You know, I was riding up the road, and I think it's so unique, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad I'm me and I'm the way I am because God loves me. Hallelujah. And He uses me. I love it. I love it. Not that I'm somebody. I don't pat me on the back. I give all the glory to my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, I've told Him many times, Lord, I want to be used of You. Use me, Lord. Use me, God, for Your glory. You see, we're just like instruments that the doctors, when they lay you down on that table and they cut you open, they take that scalpel, that instrument, and they perform the surgery on it. You know what? God uses us as His instruments. He uses us as His instruments. And sometimes God, you know, God will show us things. It's so simple. It's so simple, but we try to make it so hard, don't we? I'm riding by a big 900 some acre farm. And I look up and I see cattle just all over the field. I mean, they were scattered everywhere. Big ones and little ones, different colored ones. And that scripture verse come to me. You see, I'd been seeking God on what to pray for, what to speak on. And God showed me that. All that. And He says, I own it all. Yes, indeed. He owns it all. He told the Israelites, He says, I want to ask You for a bull. I want to ask You for a goat. He says, this is this 10th verse. He says, this 10th verse here, He says, for every beast of the forest is Mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know all the birds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are Mine. Praise God. Everything belongs to Him. Everything you own belongs to God. Yes, it does. And everything you own one of these days are going to melt with a fervent heat, except for what you have given to God. The treasures you have laid up in heaven are the only things that are going to survive when Christ comes back. Praise God. Yes, indeed. He goes on. He said, if I were hungry, I would not tell you. God hungers not for food, but He hungers for the righteousness of His people. That's what He's looking for. He's looking for your praise and your adoration. Let me tell you something. That's what God desires, is our praise to Him. When God does something, give Him glory and praise. When He doesn't do anything, when you're walking around the house at daytime and it hits you how blessed you are, give God some glory and praise. Hallelujah. When you look out in that garden and you see those pretty ripe tomatoes and those cucumbers and all those vegetables, you give God some glory and praise. I want to tell you something. I lived in a neighborhood one time. I grew a garden. When I would plant a row, I'd kneel down at the end of the row and I'd bless it. I'd ask God to bless it. And I want to tell you one thing. My neighbor said, man, I've never seen such a beautiful garden in all my life. I said, it's been blessed by God. Hallelujah. Oh, you're crazy, man. You don't pray over stuff like that. Well, you go right ahead and don't pray over things like that. I do. I'll see results and you won't. That's right. I prayed for cars. I prayed for oil furnaces. I prayed for all kinds of things and saw God move. Yes, indeed. He's not limited to what He can do. With God, all things are possible. When you're in need, you're in need. Push pride aside and get on your knees and say, God, I need help. And my help cometh from You. And watch God work in your behalf. Forget all you've heard about, all the preaching and the teaching you've heard about what God can do and what God can't do. Go to God. Go to His Word. His word teaches me that His Word is yea and amen. It's yes and no. There's no ifs, ands, and buts in it. You got a need, you go to God. That's what His Word said. For the world is Mine, and the fullness of the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? No. offer to God thanksgiving. Offer to Him thanksgiving. We offered to God thanksgiving this morning in this place, didn't we? And God come down in our midst, didn't He? He touched our hearts and our lives today. Oh, man, I'm telling you, people say, well, you don't have to get loud for God to hear you. That's not nervous. Not a bit. If I want to be loud, I'll be loud. If you want to sit in silence, you sit in silence. That's fine. You praise God the way you want to, but I want to offer up thanksgiving to God for what He's done for me. You see, I was a sinner at one time. I was a rank sinner. I was down in the gutters, and I wouldn't want anything. And a lot of the stuff that I did for any of you to know about it. But you know one thing? One day God got a hold of my heart and my life. He applied that blood to my heart and He cleansed me and He cast those sins far as the east is to the west, never to bring them against me again. Hallelujah. That's what my Lord did, and that's what He can do for you today. He has touched my body when I've been sick, and He has lifted me up and brought healing to my body. Praise God. And if He can do it for me, He can do it for you. If you have a need, He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And all you got to do is ask. I've been there and done that. There were times in my life I didn't have 2 pennies to rub together. Didn't know where the next meal was coming from. But praise be to God, when I prayed, He provided. Well, now, brother, now, you sure about that now? I'm positive about it. Hallelujah, because I didn't tell nobody else but Him. And I saw the hand of God move many times in my life. You may be going through a struggle today. There may be a need in your life. I'm telling you to pray. I'm telling you to call on God. This is what His Word tells us in this 15th verse here. Listen to it. This is what He says. Call upon me in the day of trouble. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. When God does something for you, do you keep it to yourself? No, you don't. You're not supposed to do that. You see, that's what's wrong with us today. We have become too politically correct. Oh, we don't want to get excited in church anymore. And you know, we shouldn't do it. We should do it this way and that way. And oh, it'll look so pretty, and it'll be so in order, and everybody will just ooh and ah. No. Mm-mm. Who in here has ever been healed with cancer? Mm-hmm. I see 2, 3. When God healed you, did you say, oh, I've been healed. Thank God. I don't have cancer no more. No, you didn't. You was excited, weren't you? Sure you was. You shed a few tears, didn't you? You gave God some glory and some praise. Yes, you did. Let me tell you something. Call upon God. He says, call upon me. This is what His Word says in Jeremiah 33:3. It says, call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Call to me, He says. You know, if we don't call on God, we're just sitting there and spinning our wheels. When His Word says, all you have to do is call to me, you're my child. How many of you ignore your children when they call your name? You know, they got this certain, you know that certain cry. You know that certain cry. Mama! Oh, man, you know something's wrong then. And you go running. That's the way the Lord is. You call upon Him. You get beside yourself and call upon God. God, I need your help, Lord. Oh, Father. And you know what His Word says? When you call upon me, I will say to you, here I am. That's what His Word says. Here I am. Let God move in and through you. Let Him work for you. Isaiah 58:9 says, then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and He will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, pointing of the finger and the speaking wickedness. Let me tell you something. In the Levitical days when they would offer sacrifice, the sacrifice was not accepted unless the sin was gone. The sin had to be gone in order for that sacrifice to be accepted. Yes, indeed. We can't walk around and do the things of the world. We can't hold hands with a girl, with the world, and pray and seek God and ask God to bless us. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way, does it? God wants all of us. Psalms 145, 17 through 19 says, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in his words. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. To all who call upon him in truth, he will fulfill the desires of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them." Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in our time of need." If you go back into the Levitical days, they couldn't go into the throne room. They couldn't go into where the Spirit of God was. The only person could go there was the priest. You had to confess everything to him. You had to get him to go in, and you had to offer the sacrifices, and he had to offer sacrifices for himself before he could go into the presence of God. If he went in unclean, he was immediately struck down. Read it. Read it. But thanks be to God, through his death on Calvary, he rent that veil in two. That separation was taken, and he done away with it through his death on Calvary's tree, and through the shedding of his blood. We now can boldly come into the throne room of God with boldness and confidence and reverence, and make our petitions known unto him, and we will receive mercy and grace in our time of trouble. Hallelujah. Makes no difference what it is. I had an uncle one time. He was dying with cancer. Man loved the Lord. Back then, that's how long ago it's been. They didn't have the oxygen tubes. They had the oxygen tents. I'm telling my age. And if some of you shake your head, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're telling yours too. But he was dying. They was pumping blood in him, and it was running as fast as they were pumping it in him. He looked at my dad and he says, "I'm not afraid. Not one bit." He said, "There's somebody in here with me bigger than anything in this world." And that man began to praise God. His last few breaths, he began to praise God, and he began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave him utterance. And he passed right on into eternity. What a way to go. Talking directly to the Master. Oh, praise God. All because of Jesus Christ, God's own Son. You see, the Word of God says you wasn't bought with perishable things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of God, with his own Son, Jesus Christ. We need to pay him homage. We need to pay him glory and praise. Our glory and our praise ought to come from our lips every day. The psalmist said, "I praised him seven times a day." Hallelujah. You say, "But brother, I work." Praise him on the job. Praise God. Let people see you praising God. You ain't got to get beside yourself. You don't have to make a spectacle of yourself. Give God some praise and glory and tell people what he's done for you. You say, "Well, that's easy for you to say. You don't work, you're retired." Well, I used to work. My wife works now. But you know what? When I was on the job, I praised God. People knew where I stood with the Lord. That's not patting me on the back. They knew where I stood with God. Sometimes I would even sing while I was on the job. I can remember being in a little room, just a little room, and I can't go into detail on it. I'd have to shoot you. It was all classified. Well, we'd be in this little room. It'd be about 7 or 8 of us in there. And everybody would be working. And I'd break down on a hymn. And it'd be a total silence. Oh, let me tell you something. When you go to lifting up the name of Jesus, things start happening. God starts moving. They would listen to me sing. I'm not a singer. I can't sing. But you know what? It didn't make any difference. I had a lady was standing by me one day, and I was singing a song. Oh, man, I'm telling you. She was my QC person. She was making sure that what I was doing was being done by the books. And she was signing off everything that I'd done. And I broke out in this song, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Come ye islands of the seas, echo back ye ocean's caves. 'Tis the song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Praise God. All of a sudden I heard something. I didn't turn around and look, but I kept working. And I'd sing some more. Finally got to, it just loud. I turned and looked. I said, Maxine, honey, what's the matter? That song you're singing, she said. God was speaking to her heart. Let me tell you something. God is putting you out in this world. Wherever you go, be a light for the Lord, because you never know whose path He's putting you in front of. You never know whose child that some mother or father is praying that God will put somebody in their path to tell them about the love of Jesus, and that they will turn their heart around and give their life to Jesus Christ. You see, the world, what we have need of, God has an answer for. He said, call upon me. You have not. In Matthew 7:7-8, he said, ask and it will be given to you. Did you hear what I said? He said, ask. You don't get if you don't ask. It's just like sticking your hand in a cookie jar. You don't get just one cookie, you get a whole handful while you're in there. Praise God. You ask him. He said, and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. You seek for these things. You're looking for opportunities. Knock and it will be open unto you. The word of God tells me in Revelation, he said, the word of God says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man opens unto me, I will come into him. You see, God says, keep knocking, keep seeking, keep asking, and it will be open unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and who he seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Have you ever seen anybody praise God just stand there like that? Never open their mouth, never say a word. Maybe they're praying inside their mind, I don't know. Maybe they're giving God praise. With my lips, that's what the Word of God says, I will praise Him. Hallelujah. I will praise Him. Now, I'm not knocking you that are silent in your worship. Don't get me wrong this morning. Don't go run tell one of the preachers around here, one of the council members, that I said that you had to praise God like me. No, I didn't say that at all. I'm just telling you. We must give God thanks for His mercies to us and offer to God thanksgiving every day. Often we need to do that, don't we? You know, you never know what may happen if you get to praising God on your job. You get to singing a song on your job. You may not never know what's going to happen. You may have somebody there that somebody has witnessed to them, and they're just looking for an opportunity to give their life to Christ. My friend called me yesterday, and these was his exact words. He said, Fred, first of all, he said, pray that I want to get back to like I used to be, that joy that I had. He said, for the Word of God. He said, but you know something? He said, I thank God. Every day, my wife heard this conversation because when we're in the car, it comes over the speaker, so we both know what's being said. And she'll attest to what I'm telling you. He said, man, I thank God every day for you for witnessing to me and telling me about Jesus. I'm telling you, that's not patting me on the back. Don't get me wrong this morning. I don't take no glory and no credit for anything. It's all God. Hallelujah. When God says to do something, do it. I like what Ron said last week. The devil ain't going to tell you to do those things. Now, I wrestled with this morning a little bit with having you folks come up to the front. But I said, well, the devil ain't going to tell me to do this. God wants to do something. And God did it, didn't he? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I can remember one time I had to preach, and God told me, I was sitting down there, and God told me, he says, I want you to take your shoes off. I said, Lord, am I hearing you right? He said, take your shoes off. I thought to myself, wait a minute here. Man, this has got to be me thinking this here. I ain't never in my life. When I walked up here, the Spirit of God touched me and said, take your shoes off. I excused myself from the congregation, walked back, pulled my shoes off. My wife was praying that I didn't have none with the holes in them. But you know what? God gave me a message and the anointing to preach it. Don't question God. When he tells you to do something, do it. The enemy of your soul is not going to tell you anything bad. I mean good. He's going to tell you everything that's bad. He's going to tell you to do the opposite of what God tells you to do. Be obedient unto the things of God. Give God glory and praise. You see, he inhabits our praise. And that's what he wants from his people is praise and adoration and thanksgiving for what he's done for us. Oh, praise God. I'm telling you, what a wonderful God we serve. I'm telling you, if you're in need, you have problems going on in your life, it doesn't make any difference what it is. We can lean on God, can't we? You see, I've asked my sister Lydia here to come, and I want to, she's going to play a song for us this morning. It's a soul song, and I think it's, what's the number? That's, you know the number?
198.
198. 298, if you want to turn to it, it's an old hymn. And oh, let me tell you something. This is something else God told me to do. This song is something else God told me to do. I want you to stand this morning, and I want you to look in that book and listen to those words. Hallelujah. If you want to sing them, you go right ahead. I don't have a book with me. I can't lead you. Somebody lead it. Gary, lead us. I'm sorry. Here we go. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness. What a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. What leaning, 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 and secure from all alarm. Leaning, leaning. The everlasting arms. Listen at this third one. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have a blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm, leaning on the everlasting arms. Praise God. How many of you remember that old song? Hallelujah. Praise God. It makes no difference what the situation is. Makes no difference what your problem may be. Lean on those everlasting arms. I like that third stanza. It said, what have I to fear? What have I to dread? What can man do to me if God be for me? Praise God. God bless you. Yes, indeed. Father, thank you for your word today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for that sweet spirit, God. Thank you, Father, for those that you've touched today by your presence and your power, Lord. Father, it wasn't man, but it was you, God, that come down in our midst today, Lord. Father, we thank you today for that sweet, sweet spirit of the Holy Ghost, God. And Father, we ask you today, God, as we leave this building today, God, and we go to our homes, Lord, and wherever we may go, God, Father, that we may take the Spirit of God with us, Lord. And Father, that we may share your word, Father. Share what we receive today, God, from you, Lord. Father, that we may give you the glory and the praise, Father. For you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy of our praise, Lord. Father, you're the Lamb of God. You were the Lamb that was slain, Father, for the sins of this world, God. You came and you gave us life, Lord. Father, you didn't have to, but you did, Father. Your word teaches me that you laid your life down. No man took your life, but you laid your life down. Father, you was a willing sacrifice for me, Lord. You was a willing sacrifice for everyone. Father, for your word said, whosoever cometh unto you, you will in no wise cast out, Lord. Father, we thank you today, God, for your goodness and your grace, God. We thank you today for that precious blood that was shed on Calvary, Father, for the remission of our sins, Lord. The stripes that were laid upon your back were for our healing, Lord. Father, your word says that you sent your word and healed our disease, God. Father, you have delivered us from the tyranny of sin, God, and brought us into a glorious light. And that light is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, the one that paid the ransom that I may have life and have it everlasting, Lord. We thank you today, God, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you today, God, for all that you've done for us, Lord. Thank you, Lamb of God. Lord, we can't praise you enough, Lord. Father, we thank you, God. Lord, let us praise you with our lips, Lord. Father, the fruit of our heart, Father, let us praise you, Jesus. Each and every day, God, as we go about our daily tasks, Lord, put a song in our heart, Lord. That's what your word teaches us, Lord. In Psalms 40, David said, I waited upon the Lord. Hallelujah. And he put a song in my heart and a praise upon my lips for him. Hallelujah. God, you have delivered us from the snare of the fowler. You have set us free, God. And for whoso the Son set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory and praise today, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus. Minister and move, Lord, as only you can do, God, in our church, Lord. Bless each and every one that labors in this church, God. Father, thank you, Father, for those that are not just the hearers of the word, but, Father, they're doers, God. Working, Lord, for the kingdom of God. Father, thank you today, Lord, that you use us, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing here in our church, God. Thank you for the offerings. Thank you for the attendance. Thank you for those that are willing to come in, Lord, and say, I will help. I'll put my shoulder to the wheel, and I will work with you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you glory and praise for each and every area of our church, God. Each and every ministry, Lord, in our church, God. The food bank that feeds those that are needy and hungry, Father. Thank you for those people that will sacrifice their time, Lord, and give to you, God. Those that lead the youth and Father, those that preach and teach in our church, God. Each and every one of them, help them not to become weary in well-doing, for in due season they will reap a harvest if they faint not. Father, give us strength every day to walk in a way that's right and fitting unto you, God. Help us every day, Lord, when we feel weak, strengthen our bones, God. Lord, put a spring in our steps, Lord. And when people ask of the hope that lies within us, God, Father, give us the strength, and Father, give us a joy, Father, for the joy that lies within us, God, to answer. Give them an answer, Lord, with gentleness and meekness, Father, that they too may come to know this wonderful and glorious Savior, Jesus Christ, who one day is coming back, Father. Hallelujah. Like he said that trumpet is going to blow, and he said when that trumpet blows, he said I'm coming back to take my people to be with me, and where I am they can be also. For in my Father's house are many mansions, and if it was not so, I would have told you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and receive you unto me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for those words, Lord. Thank you, Father, for we know that they are true and they are faithful. Hallelujah. They are yea and amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord and my Savior. Amen and amen. Oh, praise God. God bless you.